Good morning, Drifter Run Church. Good to be back out with you this morning. Praise the Lord for the opportunity to be here this morning. As you can see, we got a visitor here today, and I'll explain to Sue Gribble's here with us. That's Mike's mom. But the reason she's here is Josh is getting baptized here in a little bit. Praise the Lord. I didn't have really much time to announce it, let everybody know, but I talked to Patty the other day and Rick, and they graciously let us use the pool down here again this week. But I'm just so thankful, so full this morning. And I thank God for that, for the opportunity. I don't care who you are, if it's your kids, if it's your grandchildren. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it, and I praise God for it this morning. Thank the Lord for it. Teresa, I listened to you with your testimony up here this morning, and as you was talking right before you sung there, and we all do that, don't we? There's times in our life where there's things going on, and we truly don't trust God for it right at first, but God will bring us around. But there are times we do not trust the way that we should trust. Can I have an amen? Amen. We just don't do that. And the title of my sermon this morning, and why this fits right in for it, I call it The Battle for Your Mind. And I have preached on this before, but for some reason God has wanted me to bring this out again. And I just thank God for it. I say this morning, and I say this with all love and everything in my heart, the greatest battle that's going on in the world today is not the battle between Russia and Ukraine. It's not between the United States and China. It's not being fought with nuclear weapons. It's not none of that. No, the greatest battle that's being fought this morning is the battle that's in the battlefield of your mind this morning. I'm going to be blunt with you this morning. I hope and pray that you listen this morning, because I believe God has given me something for you this morning on this. The Bible says a lot about our minds. I'll get to our scripture. I ain't even got to our scripture yet. We're going to be over Matthew 22. We're never here in just a little bit, but in Isaiah 26:3, it says this: Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. But it says, because what? He trusteth in thee. Mark 12:30 says this: And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And this is the first commandment. I'm going to hit that again here in a little bit, but I want you to, that right here is important. Romans 12:2 says this: And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind. Amen. Can I tell you something this morning? If you are born again and you are saved, your mind gets renewed. Amen. You may look the same on the outside. You may dress the same. There may be a lot going on with you, but if you're born again, your mind changes. Renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of what? A sound mind. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Don't let anybody ever tell you, but the gospel of Christ is simple. It is simple. It really is. He died on the cross for your sins. You have to accept him into your heart when the Spirit draws you. Very simple. But sometimes we make it too complicated. You see, your success and your failure in this life, and especially in the kingdom of God, is going to be determined by the battlefield of your mind. Absolutely. That's how it's going to be determined, how it's going to shape out in your life. Listen, the Bible says a lot about what's going on in a person's mind, does it not? It lays it out there for us. Just like Teresa said, you know, we can be going along, And the devil will be trying to fight us and say, well, you know what? God can't take care of that. He isn't able. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. But we've got to be willing to fight the battle in the battlefield of our mind. Now, I'm going to be reading from Matthew 22, 37 through 38. This is the scripture. If you can this morning, please stand. Let's read this in honor of God's word this morning. Matthew 22, 37 and 38. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Now I want you to get this last verse, 38. This is the first and great commandment. This is the first and great commandment. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come, Father, just thanking you for the opportunity that we have, Lord, to gather here. I thank you for those that have gathered here. I praise you for that. I pray that all hearts and minds are open here this morning. I pray that, Lord. I pray, Father, my lips would be anointed, Father, with your Holy Spirit, that the word would go out the way that you would have it, Lord. And I will give you the praise and the glory for it all. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And amen. You may be seated. And I thank you. Thank you so much. What is Jesus saying here in this Matthew 22, 37, 38? This is the first and great commandment. What he's saying is, this is top priority. This is what he's trying to say. We are to get our hearts and our souls and our minds aligned with the will and the Word of God. You agree with that? Absolutely. With God and God's love with every ounce of our being, that's what he's saying is a top priority for us to have a hold of. That's what he's saying. That's what he wants. And if we learn, listen to me, Christians. Listen to me. If you're here this morning and you're lost and undone, listen to me, Christians, as well. If we learn this concept, the rest of how we serve God will fall into place. Our praise and our worship will fall into place. Our prayer life will fall into place. Our Bible reading will fall into place. Our witnessing will fall into place. And praise God, our church attendance will fall into place. If we do what is said right here, what was said, I'm telling you, if we love the Lord thy God with all of our heart and with all of our soul, and we with all of our minds. There's three different things there. Remember that. That's three different things. That's not the same thing. I guarantee you everything else will fall into place. It will fall into place. But we've got to learn that and we've got to do that. But what I've seen in my 50 years of being a Christian, in my 37 years of being a minister, there is battles consistently raging within people's lives that sometimes you do not even know that they're going on in their lives. There's sometimes people wear their emotions on their sleeve and you know what's going on. There's other times people don't. And you cannot see on the inside of an individual. But do you know what? There are times the battles is raging in their mind and the devil is talking to them and trying to persuade them one way or the other. And I'm telling you, and if these battles are lost, they can have a devastating effect on people's lives. They can have a devastating effect on the lives of those in their families. I've seen it. I know. And no one knows what's going on inside of them. Listen, I don't have a light that can shine inside your soul and inside your mind and look and see what's going on in there. But I can do this. If that battle's raging this morning, I know one that can help you with that battle if you're willing to give him that battle. These battles, whether it's drug or alcohol addiction or sexual perversion, life and death are at stake both physically and also spiritually. And the mind is the main battlefield where this happens at. It's where it happens at. I thought about this. I went to Walmart yesterday. And I guess, again, I run into Moose. I do this almost every time I go there. It was Moose was yesterday, Jerry's usually, or Bob. Bob's the other guy I run into. But I run into Moose yesterday, and he's, of course, he's praising the Lord, and he's pushing his shopping cart down through Walmart, and he stops, and we're talking. I look down in there, and Moose has a has a cart about halfway full of cookies and donuts and whatever else. And he said, Dave, you know what I'm going to do? He said, I'm going out to the nursing home this afternoon. And I'm giving these treats to these people at the nursing home, and I'm going to love on them a little bit, Greg. So he said, I'm going to love on them a little bit. And he said, I've seen a bunch of people saved here lately. He said, I've seen a bunch of people get saved out there lately. And I'm thinking, the mindset that he has, every time I see him about that, I pray, God, give me that kind of a mindset. That where my whole life, my whole being is nothing but wanting to see love on people and wanting to see them saved. And you know what? He said, I'm going out tomorrow and preach to them tomorrow. And I said, Moose, I said, just keep it up. He said, Dave, I am. I praise God. You know, you may be saying, preacher, you're not a psychiatrist. How can you say that? Why can I say that is? Because the Bible tells me to say that. In James, the first chapter, 14 and 16 says this, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Read that and understand that. Proverbs 23:7 says this. It says, For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Listen, I say this, and I say this with all love. I've been saying this for years. I know people sometimes get tired of hearing me say this. What you put into your spirit is what's going to come out of you. It's what you consume the most of. If I consume nothing but chocolate cake and pies and stuff, it's going to show. Am I right? But I'll tell you what, you consume the good stuff and the good stuff will show. You consume the things of God. You consume His Word. You consume His music. You consume His programming. I'm telling you, that will show in your life. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. These battles are nothing new. I wrote this down. They've been going on for generations. Listen, sometimes we like to point our finger on the newer generation and say, you know what, they're the ones that's to blame. Brothers and sisters, we need to raise our hands sometimes because it hasn't just started overnight. This thing's started along to the battlefield of the mind, started a long time ago. I see them in my generation that have lost their way. I've seen them in this and that generation preceding that. I'm a boomer, and I've seen it after that, and I've seen the generations after that how it's done. But what I've noticed is the battles are becoming more intense is what I have noticed. Have you noticed that? And the scripture says, and I've said this before, the devil may not know the exact time that Jesus is coming back to get his church. But I'm telling you, he's the one causing the chaos, and he knows that it isn't going to be too much longer. Revelation 12:12 says this, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. But it goes on to say, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath. Get this. Because he knoweth that his time is short. He knoweth that his time is short. I'm telling you, he will do everything in his power to try to drag as many people down as he can. He'll do everything in his power to take whatever he can to be with him for eternity. He will do that. I wrote down some of these numbers, and I want you to understand this, because I don't do this because it's just, I'm into stats. Suicide rates have increased 16% since 2011. Let that sink in a little bit. The CDC is reporting the number of young people 13 to 24 years of old identifying as transgender has doubled since 2017. Those who self-identify as something other than heterosexual doubled since 2012. 21% of Gen Z identify as LGBT. 21%. Survey taken in 2023 said that 73% of teenagers 13 to 17 that responded to a survey said that they had indulged in pornography. 73%. Let that sink in a little bit. The battlefield of the mind. You see what I'm saying? It is intensified. It has grown. And it's not going to, my Bible tells me that it's not going to get any better, because you know why? It's going to wax worse and worse. So us as Christians, us that claim to have the blood of Christ in our lives, then it's time for us to stand and say, listen, we have a better way. And that way is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Yes, the battlefield of the mind is raging today, and it's a battle that Christians can't afford to lose. We can't do it, not with our children, not with our grandchildren. We can't afford to lose it. Because the case, every battle, you agree with this? Every battle has a winner and a loser. Right? Every battle has a winner and it has a loser. But can I tell you this? Billy Graham said this. I love this quote. Billy Graham said this years ago. When the brave take a stand, the spines of others will stiffen. Amen. That's from a man of God that knew what he was talking about, right? Preachers need to stand behind pulpits that God has blessed us with and just preach the truth of the Word of God. Youth people don't need my opinions. The opinion's written right in here. You don't need my opinions. But you need the living Word of God to be preached the way that it should be preached. The living Word of God, because John 8:32 tells us this, and ye shall know the truth, and what? The truth will set you free. I'm telling you, when the truth is preached, when the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached the way that He wants, the way that it's intended to be preached, I'm telling you, it will change lives. It changed my life one day. Greg, it changed yours. I go around this church. It changes people's lives. It changed my life one day because I heard the truth. The preacher I went to church at up there, he didn't sugarcoat it. He never. Praise the Lord. And the living Word of God, it'll free man's minds. It'll do that. You may be asking, just like Pilate asked on that day. He said, "What is truth?" Remember whenever Jesus told him, and he said, "What is truth?" Well, truth is not my opinion or yours. It's God's opinion. Truth is what God's Word says. And truth is not swayed by different opinions. It's not swayed. I've known people down through the years that, you know what, they could have an opinion over here, and well, if they go over here and talk to this one over here, they got an opinion and they agree with them over here. I've known people like that. My Bible tells me that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. I know what I believe. I know what I believe. If God wants to change it, God will change it. But I know what I believe. And I hope you're that way this morning too. Know your enemy and know the battle. The battlefield of your mind. That's being raged in America today. And it's not between Republican and Democrat. It's not between white and black. It's not between Gen Z and boomers. It's not between heterosexual and homosexuals. That war that's being raged in this country today is not between any of them. It goes way deeper than that. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I say this all the time, but we need to, against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. My Bible tells me that the war's already been won. Jesus has already won that. But the battles continue, the skirmishes continue, and they continue for our youth. They continue for the minds of those that have little doubt in their mind, have a little doubt in their mind what this is all about. Listen, there are people I know that have sat in churches across this country today, I hope and pray it's not here, but it may be, I don't know, that they'll listen to the preacher preach and they'll think, well, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's true. You know, they come to church just because mom and dad have brought them for years. They come to church just because they've never made a commitment, but they come to church because they think it's the thing to do. Can I tell you something? You don't come to church just because it's a thing to do. You come to church to worship and praise the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why we gather here every Sunday. That's what it's for. It's not to come and see how good everybody dressed. It's not to worry about how bad everybody dressed. is not to worry about any of that stuff. It's to come to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what it's about. And you know what? Too many times we get in this mindset, well, just because. No, no. I would rather have you, I want you in church, don't get me wrong. But I want you here being born again and saved and worshiping and praising God in spirit and in truth. That's what I want. And that's what the Lord wants. But the battles for the souls of men and women goes on. It's raging every day, and it's raging within the minds of every individual. I battle. I'm your preacher, but I'm telling you, I battle. There's times I battle in my life. And I'll be just blunt with you about it. Those battles can go on. Now, let me explain to you what we're studying here. The battle within your mind goes something like this. You may be thinking that I'm not so sure about all this. I'm a good person. Maybe you're sitting here thinking, maybe I'm a good person. I don't treat others badly. I help others when I can. You know? I guarantee you, I'm just as good as a lot of folks here this morning. Can I tell you something? You may be just as good as everybody else in this church. You may be. But are you saved? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? I'm telling you, the devil will get in your mind and he'll try to make you think that you are better than everybody. I guarantee you there are people out here in this community who would come in this church and they could see somebody in here that maybe they don't like or maybe they don't agree with, and they're going to say, well, I'm just as good as that person. I'm just as good as her. I'm just as good as him. I know. I've heard this down through the years. I have heard it. I get to him. I say, listen to me. I don't care how good you are. I want to know how saved you are. I don't care if you go to church. I want to know if you're born again. How many of you believe the devil goes to church? Devil goes to church. Matter of fact, how many of you believe the devil knows the scripture better than some Christians know? Yeah, he does. He goes to church. Going to church ain't going to get you saved. Going to church, I love the people. We got people in here that are faithful. Praise God for them. Praise the Lord for them. I love everybody that's faithful. I mean, I'm probably more faithful than I am. But can I tell you something? Listen to me. They'll tell you. They'll be the first ones to tell you. Being faithful didn't save them. Being here every time the doors open didn't save them. Mark, they got saved because they got on their knees one day and accepted Jesus Christ into their heart. And after that, the Lord did a work in their lives. And whenever that work comes, the Bible says, you know, forsake not the assembling of yourself together. And they believe the word. And that's why they're here. Praise God. The battlefield in our minds sometimes, the devil will try to make out so much of it. Or just, I wish he would just hurry up and shut up so we can get out of here. There are people like that. Oh, yeah. I got dinner at the house. I want to go down. I want to go up to the Parkersburg to go to the restaurant up here. And it's going to be crowded, Dave, if you don't shut your mouth. You know, there's people that think that way. There's a battle going on in people's minds because the devil doesn't want them to hear the truth. He doesn't want them to hear it. What's going on here is the devil, is a battle going on? The devil's wanting you to just stay the way you are. Because he knows if you stay the way you are and you go out of this world like that, he's got you. But the Holy Spirit is dealing with you too. The Holy Spirit's dealing with you. The night I got saved, I told you it was outside that church up there in Manhattan, West Virginia. But the Spirit dealt with me that whole service. And that boy come out there. And the Lord had to send him because he come to me. I was a mess. He come up to me and he said those words. Do you want to know Jesus? He didn't tell me if I wanted to come back to church. He said, do you want to know Jesus? I said, yes. I got on my knees and he saved me. I know he did. There was no doubt in my mind, Terry. He saved me. There was no doubt in my mind. I didn't get up out of there wondering if I was okay or not, Sue. I didn't do that. I got up out of there and I was born again and I knew it. And I'm telling you, Can I tell you this morning, as old Junior Lowther used to say, it's a no-so salvation. It's a no-so salvation. It's not a maybe, it's a no-so salvation. John 14:6, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the light. And no man cometh unto me, cometh unto the Father, but by me. Maybe you're a Christian here this morning. Maybe the battle in your mind goes like this. Maybe you're full of anxiety and fear. We know those are not of God because the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. The battlefield of the mind. Maybe doubt creeps in your mind. Greg, doubt ever creeped in your mind? It has mine. Ken, doubt ever creeped in your mind? Yeah, it has mine. Anybody, I could. How many of you in here have had doubt creep in your mind? I'm not trying to put, you can raise your hand. I'm not going to go back there and put my face. But we've had doubt creep in our minds. Hebrews 11:16. But without faith it's impossible to please the Lord, please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The battlefield of the mind, it happens all the time. And I'm not up here to put anybody down or try to shame you, because you're looking at somebody that battles with these things all the time. I'm trying to be honest with you about it. There are three ways that the devil attacks us. 1 John 2:16. And you know these. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is what is not of the Father but is of this world. If these things are attacking you, you know they're not of God. You know who's putting those things in your mind. The battle within your mind is going like, I feel like that there's no use. There's nothing. Maybe you feel useless. Maybe you don't feel like that you're worth anything here this morning. I'll tell you a little story. I don't know if this story is true or not, but I heard this story a while back, and I wrote it down. I wanted to use it, so I'm going to use it right here. There was a mother. This is quite a few years ago. A mother that had sent her, you might like this, Belinda, had sent her son to piano lessons. And he went to piano lessons, and she sent a lot of money and a lot of time sending his kid to piano lessons. Whenever it was all said and done, the only thing he played was chopsticks. and so they go to see a concert pianist one night. And when they go to see this concert pianist, I knew the guy's name. I don't know it now, but I can't think. I wouldn't even want to try to pronounce it. But before the concert starts, the mom's sitting there talking to a friend of hers, and this boy just hops up and goes up on the stage with this piano up there, and he's playing chopsticks. The people in the crowd start getting upset, and the concert pianist is in the back. He comes out, and he looks, and he goes over and he gets behind that kid, and he starts playing. And the kid's still playing chopsticks. He's telling you, keep playing. And whenever it was said and done, it was beautiful. Can I tell you something this morning? The devil may have your mind so messed up this morning that you think that you're nothing more than chopsticks until the master comes and sits down beside of you. There you go. There you go. Until the master comes and sits down beside of you. And he does his work. And whenever he does his work, can I tell you something? You may think you're chopsticks. You may think you're chopped liver for all that. But can I tell you something this morning? God will do the work. Don't give up. The battles were fought. There are going to be battles until the day you die. Can I tell you that? You're going to fight those battles till the day you die. You're going to have doubt sometimes. You're going to have this. You're going to have that. But don't give up. Don't give up. Because he will come down and sit down beside of you at times. He'll make a masterpiece out of you. Amen. 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 Belinda, come and get us all, please.